Begin the current daf and set this need the daf nun dalt. Begin on the bottom of nun gimel of beis, two lines up from the bottom of the yamut. The Gemara quotes from our previous Mishnah, which our Mishnah was continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the concept of mukul kelis. When a woman, because of certain circumstances, her calendar gets confusing and mixed up, because generally if a woman, when she starts off, first dam she sees, creates automatic 7 days of Nida, then when she's pure from that, then she gets this 11 days of Ziva, which has its own halachas. When she's done with that, then she starts over. But sometimes, like the Tanakama of our Mishnah described situations, let's say when it happened by Ben Ashmash, is going from the Yimei Ziva to Yimei Nido, from Yimei Nida to Zivo, or at the end of childbirth, purity days, where then it's confusing, then you don't know, is that next Ria, is it Ziva, is it Nida, and therefore a confusion until one totally restarts, as the Mishnah talks about in Masechta Zerach. Now, regarding to the topic of what the Tanakhama spoke about, Amr Bishua, as the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, he said, "Acha at mesaknim es hashaitis." Until you're busy fixing and telling us what the situations could be problematic for the fools, chulu, etc., first take care of the pikhis, the regular women, who don't have doubtful situations of suffik of ben hashmashes, but rather definitive situations, which are clear, but just also confusing, also requires rectification. But the Gemara asks on this terminology, Hani, these, as we continue to the top of Nandal and Reis, Shaitis Ninu, these women are fools? Tais Ninu, they're in a state of error, because they don't know what Bein Hashmash is, but it's not anything foolish that they did. Says Gemara, you're right, Elatani Tais, rather that one should amend the reading to say, these, instead of dealing with these doubtful, erroneous situations, deal with definitive situations, but also requires specifications regarding how to deal with their calendars of relating to their cycles. As the Gemara elaborates, Tanya Lekulin Braisa, which is coming to explain who does Rabbi Yehuda refer to when he says that first take care of the pikhas, definitive situations, but they also require a lot of work to deal with them. So he gives many different, and they're all very similar in the sense of one on, one off, two on, two off, three on, three off, in the sense of having re'ias, not having re'ias, regarding what her cycle is. So this is the Braisa's follow. Yom Echad Tamei V'Yom Echad Tar. A woman who all the days of her life, the way her cycle works, is not like many women where they go every 30 days that she gets a period, and she has a flow, whatever it is, 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, whatever it is. This woman, one day she has a Riyah, the next day not, the third day yes, fourth day not, and so on and so forth. And we're talking about that the Riyahs that she has, specifically for this case, is her discharges are during the day. So says the Braisa, and these are the pikhis, but it's definitely a challenging situation. If one day she has, and we're talking about regarding, obviously, biblical law, rabbinical law, regarding the custom is different, regarding every woman, we treat them as zivis, for a suffix zivis, for a shivat nikim. But regarding the primary biblical law, you have a woman who sees one day yes, and the next day not. So the halacha is mishameshes shmini. So 8 days from when she had her first discharge, then she could have marital relations. Why? Because then she's going to be tar. Because the seventh day by the evening, which is the culmination of the days of Nida, because Nida doesn't make a difference. You see yes, you don't see. You're tummy for those 7 days, whether you see or not. And so she saw day one, didn't see day two, three yes, four not, five yes, six not, seven yeah. Fine, day seven she could see. But then that night, she immerses and she's pure, and she's not going to see until day nine. So therefore, the entire day eight, the night and the day she could have relations, and v'leilo imoy. And the following night after day eight, which is the night of the ninth, she could also have relations then. Because as we said, we're talking about that she only has her ear during the daytime, which will be on day nine. And in addition, v'arba leilis mitoch shmoina asur yom. An additional 4 nights from the 18 days, which 18 days is the Nida Ziva cycle, which is the 7 days of Nida, and then 11 days of Ziva, which is the 18 days. From the first time she had that discharge, besides what we discussed regarding the 8th day and the following night, another 4 nights out of those 18 days, she could also have marital relations. Why? Because this woman will never be, quote, a Zava Gedola. She's never going to have 3 consecutive days of a Re'iyah. Because like we said, she has 1 day yes, 1 day not, 1 day yes, 1 day not. So therefore, when she, after the 8th day and the night of the 9th, when she sees on the 9th day, so then on day 10, since it's during the days of Ziva, the 11 days of Ziva, so she has to be what's called a Shemer Siyam. So day 10, she has to safeguard, she has to make sure that that day is a day of purity, and then the following night, after the 10th, the night of the 11th, she could have relations then. She didn't see on 10, then she sees on 11. So then she safeguards the 12th day, and then she has relations that following night. So that's two times. Then she has Re'iyah on day 13, and then she safeguards to make sure she's not Tamei on day 14. She got her relations that night. So that's three. Then she has Re'iyah on day 15. She safeguards the 16th day, and then she has relations that night. That's four. Then on the 17th day she sees, and she safeguards the 18 days. That's the end of the 18 days of the Nidus Iva cycle, and she's only having relations besides the 8th day and the following night of the 9th. She's having relations another four times in that whole cycle. Now, although there's another relations after the 18th day, that is not counted because that's not within the 18 days. We're discussing the Nidus Iva cycle. Now, when she sees on the 19th day, so that's starting over. You already finished 11 days of Ziva. That's starting over the Nida again, because that completed 11 days between Nida and Nida. And then that starts over the whole cycle again, which is, okay, so you see a 19, that's already day one of the Nida. You need it for 7 days. And again, then you'll be able to have on the 8th day, the night of the day, and the night of the 9th, and so on and so forth, the same cycle. Now, that was talking about where she's one day on, one day off, and that she has her discharges during the daytime. But, says the Braisa, v'mhisa raya, but if all those days that she's tameh, she would have her discharges mibe'erev in the night times, so then, eina mishameshes el shmini b'vad. Then this woman could only have relations on the 8th day, the entirety of the 8th day, the night and the day, but not the night following the 8th day. The night of the 9th she cannot, because she doesn't see the day of the 9th the way we described, one on, one off. She sees the night time, so she's seeing on the night of the 9th. So she's going to be tummy. And then she's going to have to safeguard the 10th day. And she cannot immerse that night because she's seeing until the end of 11 days, which is 18 together with the main Nida, which is 7 plus 11 is 18. Now, then on the 19th, she's going to be starting the Nida again. And she starts over the cycle again. And again, she could have relations on the 8th day and so on. But the only thing in that entire 18 days is going to be the 8th day. Again, that's if she sees in the night time, because in the daytime, you said, okay, so that following night. You can't get that following night after you had a day of Shemur is when she sees it. Now, that was one on, one off. Now continues the Braisa, similar theme, and so on and so forth. It goes throughout the entire Braisa. Shnei yom tmeim v'shnei yom tayr. You have a woman that, and for all these cases, until the end of the of this halacha, is talking about when they see it during the evening time. So 2 days she has a discharge, and 2 days she doesn't. And so on and so forth. 2 days yes, 2 days not. 2 days yet, 2 days not. Says the Braisa. The halacha is, mishameshesh shmini. She could have relations on the 8th day, meaning to say that where if she's having 2 days on, 2 days off, so you have two, and when the once you have the first time, you automatically become a nida for those first 7 days. So you have two yes, which is day one and day two yes, three and four not, five, six yes, and 7 and 8, she didn't see. So day 8 is from the 2 days that she's not having in the mission, because, again, 7 and 8 is from the 2 that she's tar. Thing is, the 7th day she can't have relations, because that's the last day of the main nida, which you automatically tell me whether you're seeing or not. But then she immerses the night after the 7th day, then she could have relations the entirety of the 8th day. But then the following evening she sees, which is 9 and 10. She sees for 2 days in a row. Then she safeguards the day 11, which is, because when you see only 2 days in Yimei Ziva, not 3 days in a row, you only have a loch of Shemeres Yom, you only have to safeguard 1 day. And then at the end of the 11th day, then she could immerse herself in the mikveh, and then she could have relations, Vishnei Maser, the entirety of the 12th day. Then, so she didn't see on 11 and 12, but 11 is Shemeres Yom, she can't have relations then, but then the 12th day she could. Then she has a discharge day 13 and day 14 at nighttime. And then she has to safeguard the 15th day. But then she could have relations with Shisha Asar, because she doesn't see for those 2 days. She could have relations on the 16th day. Then she sees a discharge on day 17 and day 18. So then she safeguards day 19. Now, this that she has to safeguard day 19 is because this Tana holds that when a woman sees on the 11th day of Yimei Ziva, although that's a discussion which we'll elaborate a little bit later, that he held that it's actually forbidden to have relations the following day, although you're not anymore in Yimei Ziva, so what are you Shemeres Yom for? Still he held that you have to safeguard the 19th day, and because it would be forbidden, even though that's after the 18 days, because even though if you had earlier, it's forbidden to have relations the following day. Now, later on the Gemara is going to actually ask that one should be permitted to have relations on the 19th day because you already finished the days that require Shemar. There is no Shemar. You already done with the 18 days, but that the Gemara is going to shortly ask. Now, however, additionally, is Ve'esrim. On the 20th day, she could have relations because 19 and 20, she's not seeing. So 19, let's say, is the Yom Shemar, which, again, that's the discussion regarding why is there Shemar Siyam if you're done with Yomei Ziva. But she doesn't see 19 and 20, so 20 she could have relations, because 19 is already the Shemar Siyam. And then when she sees on day 21, so again, that's starting up, you're already done with the 11 days of Yomei Ziva. You're starting again what's called Tchilas Nida, and then you start over the cycle again. So for 7 days, you're automatically Tamei. 7 and 8, you don't see. So 8, you could go ahead and have relations, and then 12, and then 16, and then 20, and so on and so forth. But the Gemara asked a question that we alluded to just before. There's another day that she should be permitted to have relations, not just on day 20, but also on day 19. Now, the reason for this is because the Gemara tells us at the end of the Masechta, Daf Ein Beis Mabez, that the 11th day of Yemei Ziva, which is the last day of Yemei Ziva, if she has a discharge on that day, although generally if it's during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, the following day you can't do anything, you have to make sure that it's tar, because we suspect you had today, maybe tomorrow. There is no day, there's no halach of Shemar Yom the following day, because you're already done with Yemei Ziva. So why are we saying that this woman has to safeguard the 19th day because the 18th day, but that was Saif Ziva, now you're already past Yemei Ziva. Why can't she not have relations on the 19th day? So Amrav Sheish explains as follows. He says, because Zaysimes, this tells us, Gargaron Ditznan, a guzzler that we learned in the Mishnah, over there at the end of the Masechta, that tells us that if a woman sees on day 11 of Ziva, the last day, and so then she's done with that, and the next day she goes and immerses herself in the mikveh, and she has relations, and then she sees that day, Basil say that that person is a guzzler, because he didn't wait that day, because if he had the day before, there's reason to assume that you'll see the following day. So although there's no halach of Shemar Yom, you don't have to, but still you consider a guzzler. Now, that's what the Gemara is telling us, that the Braisa that's telling us that she has relations only on day 20 and not day 19, is coming to tell us that Aser, it's forbidden to be this guzzler and to have relations on day 12 if you saw on day 11. So although there's no halacha of Shemar Siyam, it's not just that it's inappropriate, it's actually forbidden. And therefore we don't permit him to have relations on 19, only on day 20. Or another interpretation of Ashiyam, he says that no, really it's not forbidden. Because, like we said, there's no halacha of Shemar Siyam. So why over here did we say that it's forbidden to him to have relations on day 19 and only permit on day 20? Is Nehi Dechad Asa Loi Bayashima. You're right. As the halacha tells us that if she sees in the last day of Yemei Ziva, there's no halacha of the day after, which is not any more related to Yemei Ziva to have a Shemir Siyam. But Asira Mi Bayashima. But because she had a discharge on day 10 and of 11, so the day 11 doesn't require, but day 10 requires a Shemir Siyam for it. So that's why on day 19 she has to sit and he can't have relations and requires Yimei Shmir of Tahara, which has to be Shmir for day 17, which was the day 10 of Yimei Ziva. So, although she saw for 2 days in a row, the halacha is Shmir Yisrael only requires 1 day of purity. And the Gemara tells us that comes to tell us that she asked to add on one more day, and it has to be only 1 day of Tahara. But you're right, it's not for the last day of 18, or what we call 11 of Yimei Ziva, it's for the day before that. That requires Shmir Yisrael. And you didn't have the next day because that day you had 2 days of discharge, one after the other. That's what we have to do on day 19. Not for day 11, but for day 10. Continues the Braisa. So we did one on, one off, two on, two off. Now the Braisa continues on that theme. Shleisha yamim temeim, and b'shleisha yam tar. So the way her cycle always works is that she has a period for 3 days, and 3 days she doesn't, 3 days yes, 3 days not. Says the Braisa. So here the halacha is, meshamesha shnei yam. So she could have relations for 2 days, which is day 11 and day 12. Now the reason for this is because since we said 3 days yet, 3 days now, so the first day when she has a discharge, okay, she becomes a nida. But she has a discharge for 3 days. Then 3 days not, which takes you up to day 6. Then day 7 she has again, and she sees day 7, day 8, and day 9. So 7 was during her Yemei Nida. But then she sees 8 and 9, which is the end of that 3 days of, yes, having a discharge, which is from the 11 days between the Yemei Nida, of the what we call the Yemei Ziva. So, but that's only still 2 days during Yemei Ziva. That doesn't make her yet into Zavah Gedolah to have what's called Shem Nakim, 7 clean days. So she saw 8 and 9, so the 10th day will be the Shemiras Yom for that, and then you have another 2 days that she's not having discharge, which is day 11 and 12, that she could have relations. But then this woman who has this type of cycle cannot have relations ever again. Why? Because what's going to happen is, okay, so she didn't see 8, 9, 10. She saw 8 and 9. She didn't see 10, 11, and 12. So 10 was the Shemir Siyam. She had relations day 11 and 12. Now she sees 13, 14, 15, which is during the Yemei Ziva. Seeing three in a row Yemei Ziva makes her into a Zava Gadol that she has to count 7 clean days. This woman never sees 7 clean days. She's always 3 days on, 3 days off. She'll never have Shem Nikim. She'll always be stuck perpetually in that state of Tumah, and therefore she cannot have relations ever again. Now, Arbayam Temeim Varbayam Tarim. A woman who 4 days has a period, 4 days not. The halach is Meshameshes Yoyim Echad. She could only have relations for 1 day, which is the 8th day, because again, she sees for 4 days, and then 4 days not. So the remaining 3 days of the main Nida, even though she's not seeing anything, she can't have. But then the last day is day 8, that's already post Nida. She can have relations that day. Because again, those whole brayos is talking about when she has discharges in the evening. And then, therefore, Shabbat Meshameshes Loilam, because already in the evening of the 9th day, she's going to have her next discharge. And again, that's already in Yemei Ziva. She's going to see 3 in a row, and she's not going to be able to do Shem Nikim because she never has 7 clean days in a row. She's always 4 on and 4 off. Chamishiyam Tameim Chamishiyam Term. And this is the same theme that continues. If, let's say, 5 days she has discharges, 5 days not. So Meshameshes Shleishiyam. So she could have relations for 3 days, because again, she had the first 5 days. Then she has 5 days not. So you have 2 days left in Nida. Then you have 3 days, which are 3 days that are post Nida and that she didn't have yet a discharge. She could have relations. But then Veshabayin Meshamesh Lem. Again, she can't have relations ever again, because she never has 7 straight days that are clean. The most she has is 5. Shishiyam Tameim Meshishiyam Term. Similarly, if she has 6 days that she sees and 6 days that she doesn't, so Meshameshes Chamishiyam, she could have relations for 5 days, because the first 6 days she had, and then the next day, the 7th day, still part of Yemei Nida, but she still has 5 days left post Nida that she could have relations. But again, Meshuvein Meshameshes Lem, she can never have relations ever again, because she's never having 7 clean days in a row. She has 6 days. Continues the Brayso. Shiviyam Tameim Meshiviyam Term. She has 7 impure days and 7 clean days. Here the halacha is Meshameshes Revi Yemel Mitoch Chaf Ches Yam. Out of every 28 days, a quarter of that, which are for 7 days, she can go ahead and have relations out of every 28 days. Because what happens is that, so 7 days that she has Tameh are Yemei Nida. Then the 7 days after the May, that she was tummy, because that's already over after 7. That lasts as long as you may need her. So that second week, she can have relations that whole week. Now, the third set of 7s is she's on, she's having a flow, that's in during Yemei Ziva. So she becomes a Zava. The fourth period of 7 days, which is when she's not seeing anything, are the Yemei Svira, Shem Nikim. Here she's going 7 days clean straight. That's a total of 28, 7 times 4. And then on day 29, when she sees again, that's Tchilas Nida, that starts over the cycle again. So it comes out that a quarter of that period of 28 days, and that's what we pick 28 days because that's going to be her cycle from every 28 days, she can, a quarter of that 7 days, she could have relations. Continues the Braisa. Shemayna Yom Tameim v'shemayna Yom Tarim. If this woman has that 8 days she has discharged and 8 days not, Mishameshes Chamesh Asar Yayim, she could have relations for 15 days, mitech arbam ushmainam, from a set of 48 days. Out of a period of 48 days, every 48 days, she could have relations for 15 days. How so? So the first 8 days, you have on that she's having discharges of dam. So the 8th day, so the first 7 days you may need, the 8th day is the first day of Yemei Ziva. Okay, that doesn't make her into Zava Gadol, that's Zava Ketana. So she could have relations the following 8 days. Meaning to say, the first day is going to be a Shemeres Yom for the day before it, for day 8. And she could have relations not all the 8 days, because the first day is the Shemeres Yom for that day. She could, the next 7 days that she's clean, first day has to be a Shemeres Yom for the 8th day, which is the first day of Yemei Ziva that she had a discharge. She had 7 days she could have relations. Then, so we have already a period of 16 days that have passed. We have the first 8 days that she's tummy, day 8, which is day 1 of Ziva, she has to have Shemeres Yom, of day 9, which is the first day of her 8 clean days, so she's left with still 7 days, 9 plus 7, you have 16 days that passed. Now, additionally, you have 2 days that are left over from Yemei Ziva, because Yemei Ziva goes till 18 days. We only passed so far 16 days. It goes 7 and 11, it goes for 18 days. You have 2 more days left. Now, therefore, the third period of 8 days, when she is seeing Dam, so 2 of them are during the remaining days of Yemei Zav. And then the next six that she's seeing are from the period of what's called Tchilas Nida, of the beginning of her Nida cycle. And she saw for all those 8 days straight. Now, but that ended during the Yemei Nida. The fourth period of 8 days, where she's tired that she's not seeing any dam. So the first of those 8 days is ending off the seven Yemei Nida, because she was Tamei the last one, and she was during the Yemei Nida, so even if you're seeing dam or not, like here with this period of 8, you're not seeing dam, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to finish 7 days of Yemei Nida. So the first of those 8 days of the fourth cycle of 8 days is first as the finish of the Yemei Nida, and then the remaining 7 days are already post-Nida, then those 7 days she could have relations. Now, we're up to in the calendar with his 4 days left of the Yemei of Ziva, because there's 11 days of Ziva, and 7 days have already passed. So then that leaves us with another 4 days. Now, she gets to the fifth cycle of 8 days, which now she is seeing Re'ias. So she's a Zava. Why? Because the first 3 days that she's seen the discharge of these 8 days are, you have 4 days left in Meziva, you see 3 days in a row, you become a Zava Gedol. Now, the 8 days after that, so you have to have the first 7 days since she became a Zava Gedol, you have to have 7 days of a Shiva Nikiyim, and that spends already seven of the 8 days that she's clean, and the 8th day she could have relations. So it comes out that from those 48 days, she can have relations for a period of 15 days, because we described that she's going to have a period of 7 days first time that she has the 8 days, 7 days. Second time also we describe that she can have 7 days. The last time, it's only going to have 1 day. So that's 15 days out of a period of 48 days. Now, on day 49, when she starts seeing again a period of 8 days, so that's already Doin Yemei Ziva. So that's starting, again, the beginning of the Nida cycle. And then she starts over the whole cycle again. So again, out of a period of 48 days, it's going to come out that 15 days she could have relations. Now, the Gemara asks a question on this. Is it really 15 days? Says the Gemara, Hanayar Baser Hava, this is actually only 14 days and not 15 days. Now, the understanding of why the questioner is asking is as follows. The questioner is saying that actually, although we described before that there's 15 days because we said, okay, 8 days, she sees Tamei, and then 8 days not, so there are 7 days because the first day has to be Shemeres Yoim, and then again we have a 7 days a different time because the first day had to end off the Yemei Nida from the previous one, so he left with 7 days. And then we said that the next time that she's having Re'iyah, that's actually during Yemei Ziva, so she becomes a Zava Gedola, she has to spend the next time of clean used as Shiva Nikim, so she'll have one more day, and that's day 48, and that's 7 plus 7 plus 1 is 15, and then day 49 starts over the whole thing again. So out of 48 days, we said she's going to have 15 days. The question is saying, no, actually only 14, because he holds that he cannot have relations on day 48. Why is that? So the understanding is as follows. Because ultimately, the fifth cycle of 8 days, which we said one on, one off, one on, one off, meaning not seeing, fifth one is of 8 days is when she's having discharges. We described before, since there's still days left of Yemei Ziva, we said there's 4 days left. So it's 3 days in a row that she's seeing. She's seeing 8 days, but the first 3 days, she becomes a Zava Gedola. The problem is that, and that's part of the problem, is that there's actually only 4 days in the calendar of Yemei Ziva left. The final 4 days that she does see are technically on the calendar part of Yemei Nida. Because like we said, really in the calendar, 7 days of Yemei Nida, 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Now, although in a practical sense, she's not starting the Yemei Nida yet, because as long as she doesn't count Shiva Nikiyim and she didn't purify herself from being a Zava Gedola, she's still technically as a Zava. But the problem with what this is, the Gemara's question is that what it is effective to create a problem is that the final 4 days, although she's still a Zava, she's seeing, she saw the first 4 days, already day three she became a Zava Gedola, and those 4 days are part of Yemei Ziva. The next 4 days, although they're not Yemei Nida yet, but they're fit to be Yemei Nida. So what happens is that when you have the next group, the sixth group of 8 days that's pure, that come after that, that then the first 3 days of those 8 days will not be effective to start counting those days as Shiva Nikiyim. Why? Because those have to supplement the, on the calendar, Yemei Nida. the first 4 days were the last 4 days of the 8 days of Tamei of the fifth cycle. The sixth cycle, the first 3 days, although it's not Yimei Nida, but it's on the calendar would have been Yimei Nida. Now, this is the main idea of it. Yimei Nida, and this is what the questioner holds, that you don't see Dam, cannot count for the Shiv and the Kiyim of purification of being a Zava. So therefore, since you're not counting the first 3 days of the 8 days of purity, you're only left with 5 days of counting Shiv Nikim from day 44 to day 48. When she sees on day 49, you didn't get Shiv Nikim yet, so for sure you couldn't have relations on 48. And actually that's Saiser, and that takes it apart again until day 56, and so to the entire, the 8 days of the seventh cycle from 57 to 63. So until day 63, actually, she has not yet concluded her counting of Shiv Nikim. So why are you saying this 15? Actually, it's only 14, not out of 48, but actually out of 63. On that, Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak, he says, well, Zoyse Meres, that actually comes to tell us, not like the premise of the questioner. Yimei Nidasa She'ein Royaben, although technically on the calendar it could have been Yimei Nida, but she didn't see during those days, which is meaning to say on the sixth group of 8 days, which are clean. So there, technically in the calendar, this could have been Yimei Nida. It does count for the counting of Shiv Nikim of Raziva, and therefore it is going to work. And therefore, she is pure already from 7 days of the 8 days of the sixth cycle of counting. Therefore, on the eighth day, when she's still clean, which is day 48, she could have relations with which is the 15th day out of 48 days, and then 49 is going to start it over. As the Gemara says, Dipoilu, as we had similarly a question, as we continue to the base, which the response to that question will answer and prove the point we're saying now. Yimei Leida, as the Gemara continues to Amud Beis, the days of post-birth, for example, if a woman gave birth in the state of Ziva, which is that she saw blood 3 days in a row, and then she stopped, and right when she gave birth, she starts seeing Dam. She ain't a Roibhan, if during those days of post-birth, she doesn't see Dam, says the question, Mao Shiyal L'Sfir Zivasa. We know that, okay, she's tummy because of giving birth, and then she has Yimei Tara. But besides that, that she had childbirth, but she also has to count Shiv Nikim because she gave birth in the state of Aziva, which requires one to go ahead and have Shiv Nikim. Now, if she didn't see blood during the post-birth days, does that count for the counting of her of being Aziva? On that, Rav Kahane says, Tashma, it's being arrived in the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Rasa Shnayim, if a woman saw blood for 2 days in the state of calm during the 11 days of Aziva between Nida and Nida, and then the third day, which technically if she saw Dam as a regular woman, that would make her into a Zava Gedela. On that third day, she had a miscarriage. Now, she doesn't know what she miscarried. So here you have a certain quandary. Harezu Safik Ziva, Safik Leda. She's in the doubt regarding her state of Ziva and regarding her state of childbirth. Meaning, maybe she gave birth, and maybe she had a Ziva discharge, and maybe she didn't have either one. So as follows. If let's say it was a bona fide child, let's say it was over 40 days that fetus, and therefore that would require the halachas of Tumas Leda. But let's say when the womb opened up, no blood came out. So she has halacha of giving birth of Leda, but not of Ziva. Now let's say it wasn't a bona fide child, but she had blood that came out when the womb opened up, so then she's a Zava, and there is no childbirth. Let's say it was a child, and she did see blood during childbirth, so then she's what's called a Yeledes Bezav. And she has halacha of both. If let's say when the uterus opened without blood and there was no child, so then she doesn't have either one of them. So there's four different options. So therefore she's in doubt. So we have to take the stringencies of childbirth, which is that she's tummy for 14 days as if she gave birth to a girl, even though she didn't see anything coming out. And she has the stringencies of ziva, where as long as she didn't stop for 7 clean days, she's not going to be tar. In contrast, by childbirth, where automatically your tummy the first 7 or 14 days, and then you're tar. Here she has to have Shiv Nikim. Now, so therefore says the Braisa, Mevia Karban Ve'ina Nechel. So she brings a carbon because maybe she did give birth, but it's not eaten because maybe she didn't give birth. Maybe there was no Leida and there was no Ziva. Both of them require carbon, but maybe it was neither one of them. So you have to bring, but it's not eaten. And V'yimei Leidasa Shein Royaben, and the days of post-birth, where she didn't have any discharge of blood, that counts towards the Shiv Nikim of the possible Ziva that she had. So though that there's a doubt maybe regarding that she was Yeledes Bezav and there's Leida and Ziva, still it's going to count. So you see this idea that it counts the Leida for the Sphira of the Ziva. Now on that, Rav Papa, he wants to reject the proof. And he says, no, Shani Hossam, there in that Bryce is different. Why? Since you could say, we don't know, did she give birth? Even she gave birth, maybe she gave birth to a boy. So therefore, this that we're making her sit, and out of doubt, because maybe she gave birth to a girl, which is 14 days of Tumah. We're making her sit for 2 weeks. If she gave birth to a boy, that means that second period of 7 days is extra, and it's not really for the days of Leda. That's going to work for accounting of Shiv Nikiyim, because that's not days of Leda, which requires its own weight for itself. But he wants to say, had it been obvious to us that she gave birth to a girl, maybe it wouldn't be affected, because you can't mix and match. You can't take the days of Tumas Leda when you have to wait for that itself to work for the Shiv Nikiyim of Ziva. To which Amalei Rav Hu in the Brei Rabbi Shulah Papa, he says, what do you mean? What? But you led the Zachar Ikal Sapuki? What? Our doubt is only maybe she gave birth to a boy? But you led this Nikiva Lekal Sapuki? What? There's no doubt that maybe she gave birth to a girl? But there is this also this option that maybe she gave birth to a girl. And therefore then those 14 days are not any extra 7 days tears for Shiv Nikiyim. And still we're saying that it could count for Shiv Nikiyim. Allah, Shema, no, and rather, obviously we see that it is effective, the Yimei of Ziva, to count during the Yimei of Leda. And therefore, that could also tell us regarding our question that we said, regarding the Shiv Nikiyim during, quote, Yimei Nida, where you have to, it's part of something that would have its own problems on its own. But if you're sitting Shiv Nikiyim, it's going to work just like it's going to work during the Yimei Leda, the Shema Minah. So obviously that answers this question and also proves the point that we said on Nam and Alf. Taisus says, but the understanding of Rav Hun Rabbi Shua is, although it is really a svek sveka, did she give birth? And then if she gave birth, maybe it was a boy, maybe it was a girl, but still he held that if in general we're going to say that it doesn't count, here also we should have said that to make a gzeira atuhu, atuha, but that's what he's saying, that therefore, although technically it could be a zachar, but technically, since it could be a nekeva, he wants to say that you see this concept of that it could be oilin. Now, the Braisa concludes, going back to the Braisa, which we were going on, off, Tishiyam Tamei Matishiyam Tarim. If a woman has 9 days of discharge and 9 days not, so Meshameses Shmeina Yam Matech Shmeina Aser. So out of the 18 days, she can have relations for 8 days, because first 7 days are automatically May Nida. Then the final 2 days of the 9 days are the first 2 days of Yimei Ziva. So, therefore, that doesn't make her into a Zavah Gedayla. And then, when she has the 9 clean days, so one of the days are going to have to be a Shemiras Yom, but then the remaining 8 days, she could have marital relations. Then when it comes to the 19th day, when she sees again, well, that's Tchilas Nida, that's already done with the 18 days, and therefore that starts over the whole thing, and therefore she's never going to become a Zavah Gedayla. So she'll always be able to have relations 8 days out of the 18 days. Let's say Asar Yom Tumei V'Asar Yom Tarim. Let's say 10 days she does have Tumah and 10 days not. So then Yimei Shimusha Kimei Zivasa. So then the days that she could have relations will be the equivalent of the days that she has her days of Ziva. Meaning, if she's 10 days Tumei, so what happens is the first 7 days she's a Nida, and then for 3 days she's a Zava. Now, when she has 10 clean days, so she already became a Zava Gedayla. So the first 7 have to be for Shiv Nikiyim. And then the remaining 3 days could be used for relations. So it comes out, her days of relations is the same amount, which are the days of her Ziva, when she had the Ziva flow, which was 3 days. And says the Brais of Achin Lameya, same thing as 100 days. If let's say 100 days she's Tamei, 100 days she's Tar, so she's Tamei 7 days Yimei Nida, and then the remaining 93 days are Yimei of Ziva, but then she's Tar for 100 days, so the first 7 days are Shiv Nikiyim, and then the remaining 93 days, she could have relations. And says the Braisa, B'chein Leil, same thing as 1,000, that you can have the 993 days that is going to be Ziva, and then you have after the 7 days of Shiv Nikiyim, you have 993 days that she'll be Tar, and so on and so forth. That continues going for the cycles that are going on and off and on and off. Says the Gemara, Hadnulach Basim, we shall return to the 6th paragraph of Masechtas Nida, paragraph Basim, which spoke about a few different ideas regarding the continuation of the previous paragraph, regarding the maturation and development of a child, and also regarding the concept of Kayetzeba, where we found this idea about that one thing will have both and one thing will only have one, and so too, which we ended off with, the concept of Aksamim, about stains that relate to a menstruating woman. With that, we begin the 7th paragraph, paragraph Hanida, which continues on this theme and relates to different ideas that relate to the Tumah that comes up with menstruation, which there's two main ideas with Nida, which is the prohibition to have relations, but additionally there's halacha of Tumah of Nida. So the Mishnayos discuss that concept of the Tumah and other things that share similar aspects and respects regarding the laws of Tumah. Says the Mishnah, Dama Nida, the blood of Nida, menstrual blood, and the flesh from a corpse, from a dead person, they contaminate whether they're moist or whether they're dry. Now, but regarding the discharge of a zav, or vehenia, which means what moves around, which is the phlegm, or vaharaik, or the spit, which these are what's called the mayonis hazav, they're the fountains of liquid inside the zav's body, and they have halach of avatuma also, but regarding those things, the ziva discharge, his phlegm, his spit, vasheretz, and also a dead sheretz, which are eight different types that contaminate when they're dead, vanavela, the dead carcass of an animal, vashechvazera, and the semen of a man, mitamalachan ve mitamanivation. These items, they contaminate only when they're moist, but not when they're dry. Now, but v'imichayil nahashris, but if it could be soaked, v'lach to the k'mayashen and go back to its moist state that it originally was, mitamalachan or mitamanivation, then it could contaminate whether it's moist or whether it's dry, because since it could go back to that, we consider that in the same status of moist. Now, v'kama hishriyasin, now how much is it, the soaking, that you're going to say that if in that measurement it could go back to its moist state that we're considering as, quote, as lachan, because these things only are mitami when they're moist. It's in lukewarm water for a period of 24 hours. But if, let's say, it needs more than that, let's say it needs hot water, or to be more than 24 hours, then we consider that as dry, and it's not going to be metame. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says, Basar ha-meis yavish, regarding flesh from a dead person that's dry, ve'eni yochel ha-hashris, ve'lachs le'kameshayu, and it cannot soak and come back to be the moisture like it was when the person was still moist. Then he says it's already going to be considered tar, it's not going to contaminate anymore, even though it generally contaminates in a dry state. Now the Gemara says, going to the opening halacha, where do we know this idea in general, that the menstrual blood contaminates both by being touched, what's called maga, and being carried, what's called masa? So Mechizki says, because the Amakar, the pasuk says, v'yikra v'hadava b'nidasa, and what flow is in her state of nida. But nidasa is going on the woman, and hadava is the flow. So madva kamay, so we're comparing the flow, which is the menstrual blood, to the woman herself. So mahi matama, just like the woman, the nida herself contaminates. So av madva matama, so to the flow, the nida dam could also contaminate by being touched and being carried. Says the Gemara, okay, ashkan lach. In this pasuk we see regarding the moist blood, because it says dava, which is like when it's being discharged, when it's flowing, which is when it's moist. Yavish minolim, when it's dry, how do we know? Because we said dama nida matama even when it's dry. So Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, Amakra, the pasuk says, in the earlier pasuk, says, Yiyah. It says, Dam Yiyah Zayva. The blood will be flowing. Yiyah connotes, Bahabiyasi, hey, it always maintains the status of what the pasuk is saying, that of Tama, which is even when it's dry. But says the Gemara, okay, fine. Ve'ema hanemili balach v'nasa yavish. Maybe say that's only referring to when it's moist and it becomes dry. It'll maintain that Tama when it was moist. But yavish mi karoi, but regarding if it was initially dry, as the Mishnah seemed to indicate, from its inception, menolam, where do we know that that's going to be tummy too? The su moreover, as haditnan, which is we learned in the Mishnah on chafalav amenalf, that says the same idea. Hamapelis kimin klipa, if a woman miscarries something that looks like rinds, like peels, which are hard things, or kimin afro, like dust, or kimin sa'ara, or like red hairs, or kimin yafchushin adumo, like red gnats, like these red mosquitoes, that when they come out of her body, tatalamayim, you put into water. Imni maichu tamei, if they dissolve, then we know that it's her damni, then it's going to be tamei. But we're talking about that they're coming out in a dry state. Menolan, how do we know that those things are going to be mitamei? From the pasuk we only see regarding that if at least was initially moist. It says, Yimono, because diya ribuyuhu, it's an inclusionary terminology. And the pasuk is already telling us regarding the flow itself when it's moist, and that continues when it's dry. Here, diya is telling us even more than that, which is even if it starts off dry. But now the Gemara asks, okay, if that's the source for the dam nida, because the pasuk compares it to the nida herself, but then take it even further. And you should say, imahi oisa mishka v'mayshul v'tami adam v'tami gadam, just like we know the nida herself. She makes what she sits on or what she lays on, that it takes on the avatoma status of her herself, that the bed itself contaminates a person to contaminate his garments, like the nida herself, like an avatoma. So then, so then the blood itself should also do the same thing. When the blood is on the bed or on a chair, it should make that the bed should become an avatama to contaminate a person and the garments. And the bed shouldn't be just a rishon, like what touches the dam of the nida. It should be an avatama itself, like the bed that a nida goes on. So that says the Gemara, Atu Dama Bar, quote, Mishka B'Meshavu, could blood be something that makes a bed or a chair of the blood? Blood doesn't have a chair or a bed. A Nida can make a Mishka B'Meshavu because she's a person that sits or lays. A blood doesn't have that, never can make a Mishka B'Meshavu. Well, that says the Gemara, Ulatamechem, but according to your rationale, your reasoning, then Evan Munagas, take a stone that has a neg on it, which has Tama. Bask Mishka B'Meshavu is a stone, something that lays or sits. The Itzra Kralamuti that we find that you do need a pasik to exclude it from having the halach of Mishka B'Meshav, we don't need a pasik. According to your logic, you don't need a pasik. It doesn't have the conceptual framework of being a Mishka B'Meshav. Because the time that we learned the Brisa said, you actually did need a miut. The Brisa says, Yachal Tehei Evan Menugas, you would think that a stone that has a neg on it would be Isa Mishka B'Meshav, would make what it's on a chair or a bed, the tumah of Mishka B'Meshav, letame od matam begadim, that bedded chair itself would make a person or a garment that he's wearing his garment to become tummy. And says the Brisa, but didn't logic would dictate that. Why? Umazav she'in matame bebiya, if a zav does not contaminate when he comes into a room. If a person comes into a room that the zav's in the same house, that other person doesn't become tummy. Yet oisim Mishka B'Meshav, but still the zav makes the bed or the chair that he sits on, that latame odam tamim begadim, that then that better chair contaminates a person to contaminate the garments that he's wearing. So evan menugas shematame bebiya, so a stone that has a neg on it, that contaminates a person that comes in with that evan menugas into a house, becomes tummy, like the pasuk says, vabala bayis, if you come into a house with a neg, the person becomes tummy. So in the din, so isn't there a kavachemer shematame mishka meishal latame odam tamim begadim, that then that evan menugas should contaminate a chair or a bed that it goes on, that then that better chair could contaminate a person to contaminate his garments? Says the Braisa, but therefore you need a pasik tamalema. The pasik teaches that says Ashiyishka Balov Hazav, the bed of the chair that the Zav will lay on, which tells us Hazav will lay on the gas, specifically only for the Zav, but it doesn't apply to a stone with a nega. But says the Gemara, Ptaima Demiyate Kra, but what we see is only because the pasik excludes it. Halavachim Mitama, but if not, it would be Mitama. But based on your logic, you said it has to be stone that can sit or lay, and that doesn't apply. So we're back to the question. Says the Gemara, you're right. But umina, from that what you're bringing me is actually where the source is from. Lav mi'amit, didn't you say that the pasuk says that Mishka B'Meshav only applies for Hazav, v'lo evam and the gas, and that excludes the stone with a nega? So hachinami amakra, so also over here regarding the dam and the nida, it says ashehi yeshevas alav, that she, the woman that she sits on, that's going to have a Mishka B'Meshav. That's also an exclusionary terminology. He, the woman herself, makes what she lays on the avatuma, v'loi dama, but her blood does not make what it goes on to be an avatuma. But as Rashi points out, but the blood is going to make tummy what's beneath the tummy because of masa, because it's carrying the blood to be at least a rishon, even if it's not even touching the blood, because we are comparing the dam nida to the nida herself, and so to a Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Kelim in the first parak that the dam nida contaminates by maga and with masa. But it's not going to have the halacha of Mishka B'Meshav to make it into an avatama. But the Gemara continues to ask, as a continuum of Nunheim and Aleph, on this Hekesh that we learn out the source of Dam Nida from Nida, but then a different question. So then say, Imahi, then say, maybe just like the Nida, when the carrying of the Nida is severe, that she's metama be'evid misama, she contaminates even what's called by the emplaced stone. Emplaced stone is a large stone that's placed on top of, let's say, garments or vessels. And on top of the stone is the nida. The halacha is that the nida is going to contaminate the garments that is beneath that stone, as the Braisa teaches in Teres Kain. If that's the case, then af mad v'nami, then also her flow, her blood of nida, if that that carrying of the blood should also have this stringency, that mitamo be'evin mesama, that it should also contaminate with this emplaced stone. Because the truth is, many things have a tumah of masa being carried, but they don't have a tumah by the emplaced stone. As the Gemara teaches in Masechet Shabbos, the Pebez and Mebez, where we say regarding masa by being carried, everyone agrees that it's going to be a tumah. But there's a dispute regarding evan mesama by the emplaced stone, where the halacha being carried, if it's not touching the nidish, the garments beneath the stone are not touching her, it would be, let's say, that they're carrying her. But there are those who want to say that the law of masa is only something that's fit to carry. But when you have such a large stone which cannot be moved, so then they're not carrying the nida that's on top of that. But a zav, we have a ribuy in the kra that includes that there's going to have halacha of the nida that she's going to have halacha of evan mesama. But one thing the Gemara is asking, but if we're making a hekesh comparing the dam nida to the nida, so then the dam nida should also have the tum of evan mesama. Another Rav Ashi says, no, here also Amakra, the pasuk says, v'hanoisi oisam. those who carry them, which is by this halacha of Mishkav Hazav, of the bed of a Zav and of a Nida, the halacha is that when the Zav is laying on something, meaning on the Evan Misamo, so the as the Brace and Teres Khan learns from this pasuk, that is Metame, the garments and the vessels that are even beneath that. In that pasuk, it's saying, Vanoisi Oisim, those who carry them. Oisam is exclusionary terminology. Them is Miyotihu, is exclusionary terminology to say only the people, the Zav, the Zava, the Nida, but it's excluding the blood, so although we do have this hekesh comparing them, but that's for Maga Masa, but again, it's not going to be for the halacha of Mishkav Moishav, and it's not going to be either for the halacha of Evan Masamah, because we have Mi'utim excluding the blood from those halachas.